Blog Talk Radio.
Chris Courage and Dwayne the Great Writer are here to share their real experiences from their real side life is, sometimes referred to as dreams. Chris and Dwayne have the real connection with the real sound and light life is. We work with Reba Zartars and the Real Universal Guides to provide a real education for those who are interested in your dream visions and to also discover the true reality life is, the all is. We are not affiliated with any political, religious, spiritual, or transcendental paths or systems, as we do respect the choices, beliefs, and considerations of others. Our purpose is to share our real experiences and not to compare with what others are doing and deciding. We would appreciate from those who do call in to not directly mention the names of other systems or paths, as everyone has their respective place with life. We are here to share and not compare with what others have decided. This new show, Your Dream Visions, The Real Side Life Is, can be an excellent reference for those who want a better understanding of themselves and what is taking place with their nightly experiences while their body sleeps. We ask that all those who want to share their real side experiences be considerate to us, as we are here to share what most people are not aware of. We are not asking anyone to accept what we are presenting, but merely to test what we are providing as a better understanding for everyone to become more aware. For those who are listening and participating, Dwayne will send you a new book, Your Dream Visions, so that you too can have an opportunity to read and to test what Dwayne and I are presenting. The email address is DwayneTheGreatWriter@LUS.com.
Good evening, everyone. This is Chris Courage, your host of Your Dream Visions, The Real Side Life Is. Thank you for joining us tonight. If you're a first-time listener, don't hesitate to call in. We'd like to hear from everyone. This is a show about dreams, or what we call sometimes our dream visions, which is The Real Side Life Is. We like to take language and redefine it, make it new and now and easier to understand. And with us, as always, is Dwayne, the Great Writer. Hello, Dwayne.
Good evening, Chris. Here we are again.
Having fun.
Am I coming through okay? Is everything okay there on the switchboard?
Yeah, everything's A-okay. Roger. Ready to
Yeah, you've got a lot of people in their little spaces waiting on mute, don't you? So what I wanted to go over briefly before we started the show was that video that I sent you off of YouTube. It's very interesting. There are things that are happening here in the physical realm that some people know about, and maybe most people don't, and it started off with that picture you took of the sun the other day, then sent me, and it had another image with it, kind of a pinkish image, and then I happened to be on YouTube looking at a few things, and all of a sudden that image shows up, and it just happens to be this thing called Comet Ison, which is right now supposedly circling the sun. This is something that NASA has known about. So this is going to have an interesting impact on the Earth, supposedly, according to the video that I watched, several of them, you too. You watched also. And so this will be an interesting test to see what happens with what people see in their dream visions from the real side with what is going on the Earth right now. So, again, it's just kind of a heads up. But was there anything you wanted to add about that?
Well, yes, absolutely. The day that I took some pictures of the sun, the sky was nice and blue. And it was a particular type of blue. It was like not the normal sky blue. It was a darker. It was pretty, okay. It was a nice looking blue, but there was no chemtrails that day, and the sun was very brilliant. I mean, I couldn't look at it. I mean, I could kind of get a glimpse of it, but I couldn't. Sometimes I can look right at the sun and not have a problem. The sun was very bright. So, for fun, and you and I hadn't talked. For fun, I thought I would take my camera phone out, or my phone camera and take a picture of the sun. And when I did, I looked at the image, and of course the sun was on it, and there was a what they call a lens flare, where it kind of has a certain reflection going on with it. But on top of that was this pink orb, and inside the orb was a white dot. And I thought, as I looked at it, I thought, okay, I want to share this picture on Facebook, and people are going to think that it's been touched, you know, retouched, or whatever it is that they call it, you know, where you superimpose something on there. And then I talked to you a few minutes later, and that's when you mentioned that you'd watch these videos. And while I was listening to you talk about these videos, I thought, it's probably not what I had just taken. You know, I really was kind of hesitant. But I watched the videos, and the images that they showed on the videos were exactly, I mean, they were identical to what I had taken with my phone. So, yeah, that piqued my interest. And I watched the videos, and I learned quite a bit. Some of it was information that I had studied and researched on my own from other sources. But as always, there's always some verification out there. And, yeah, I am very interested myself to see what happens.
Well, we shall see, won't we? Anyhow, that's kind of a hint there, so people can test in their dream visions. They can use the New You session before they go to sleep and see, you know, kind of be prepared. It was interesting that I had an email from an individual that I knew many, many years ago that she had was working with Rebazar, and Rebazar showed her some underground caverns to secure herself with. She's actually in Hawaii. And so I didn't really consider anything of it at the time. It was about a month or two ago. And now all of a sudden, when you watch that video, things, the pieces of the puzzle kind of start together. So again, we'll see what takes place here, won't we? So I don't want to make any predictions or whatever. I don't know what this comet is going to do. It's supposedly 4 times the size of Jupiter, which is very, very interesting.
Yeah,
and anyone, what's that?
I giggled and said, "Yes, that's what the video said." Yes, 4 times
yeah,
the size of Jupiter,
pretty huge.
Which is very large.
Yeah, it's called Comet Ison, ISON, and anyone can go on and Google it or whatever, and go on YouTube or what have you. Because again, we are little tiny people here on the planet, and things do affect us. So anyhow, with that said, you want to bring on one of the callers and see who's out there?
Well, yes, I will in just a moment. I did have a question. Was it the videos that we watched and the 3-part video that we watched that discussed the, like there was an alien battle cruiser or something like that around? Was that in that series, or was that an unrelated topic that you and I were talking about? Because that reminded me of something.
What
else.
I saw, what I heard too from that and other videos that I looked at, it was very interesting that there are two mother-sized ships out there that. I looked at another video from Dr. Stephen Geer, I believe that's what it was, and he was referring to these motherships as about 26 miles long. I mean, they're huge. It showed two little, from the NASA photos or wherever he got them from, the video, that it showed these side by side, the comet. I don't know if they are guiding the comet or what have you, but again, this is all just very interesting. I'm not putting something out there that, hey, this is it. It's people test this. And again, what's fun is that when things like this show up, I just find them interesting. People can test it in their dream visions. They'll be shown what is taking place or precautions to take. Again, I refer to the email that I got from someone that I knew. Her name is Miss Diana, and I knew her many, many years ago. She was talking about the underground tunnels that the military uses, of course, but that Rebazar had directed her to one of these places because she's in Hawaii, basically for safety. And all of a sudden, here I see this video, and it's just very interesting. So Again, not saying it's this or that. Let's just see what happens.
Well, what that reminded me of is that I had been going to a couple of different meetups in my area. Things, you know, one is for awakened individuals, and we talk about experience and, you know, what we happen to be reading at the time, or, you know, what this guy has to say, and it's pretty lightweight compared to what, you know, you and I talk about on the show, and that has its place. That wasn't a put down. I'm very thankful that there are people out there who are taking the risk and putting themselves out there, you know, going against the social norm. So I appreciate what they do, but it is somewhat light as compared to what we talk to. And then another one that I've gone to is comparable. It's very heavy, and there's not very many people that go to it. But one of the things they talked about in the last meetup that I went to, which was about a month ago, was, now the premise behind this particular meetup is a couple of famous channeler people. They channel entities from other realms, and these two entities, I'm not going to mention any names here, they are subject matter experts of what you and I are just talking about. And a month ago, I heard about a specific species of alien and why they're out there and what they're doing. Okay, now I don't remember the name, and I don't think that matters, but there's, like, according to this guy, an entire, like they are waiting for a specific event to colonize this planet. Now, it doesn't scare me whatsoever. I'm actually curious about this because there's already aliens here. So, you know, I guess there's room for everybody, but they're waiting for something specific. Now, that just backs up what you were talking about with these two cruisers out there. So, who knows? We'll see what happens.
Well, again, you know, we're just bringing these things in. It's kind of like, you know, we'll call it the extraordinary news, and that is that, yes, there are things that are happening all over this planet, this system, whatever, with all of us. There's many people that have experiences, and, of course, they don't usually tell others because, again, people want to fit in, and also, you know, you have, you know, agencies around the world that, you know, watch people, et cetera. So, again, there's a lot going on this planet, but... You know, we're just bringing this out simply because people can test it through themselves, through their own dream visions, and they will be shown certain things if they're ready. Not everybody's ready for it. That's why not everybody will have the experiences that sometimes I do or others do or whatever. Everybody has their own experience, and that's very, very important. So some people are to not know this lifetime. They're just not ready to know. And, you know, the average public person, you might say, is not ready to know. They have many more lifetimes to go. That's very real. And they're very one-dimensional this life, and they don't remember their past lives, or they don't, you know, even recognize or consider future lifetimes. But again, when each of us came here, where did we come from? So it's not that we just popped in. We're all beings of light. We've been around forever. And so this is just another little episode, kind of like the soap operas we see on TV. Every day there's a new episode, and every day is like a new life for us. But in the meantime, yes, we will refer to some of these things, but we're not following these things. We don't so-called believe in these things. Things do occur, you know, and just like anything, it can be like a thunderstorm or, you know, a tidal wave or what have you. These things do really occur. And so after the fact, it's usually after the fact that we, you know, recognize this. But in the meantime, we don't recognize what is taking place beforehand. But many times we are given the opportunity to see things so that we are prepared, at least in our awareness, and things happen accordingly in the physical. So... there you have it. So if there's do you have anything else, Chris? Otherwise, let's just go to the callers here.
No, let's move on to the callers. All right.
Okay.
Let's see, we have Ivan here. Okay, hello, Ivan. How are you? Let's bring you on.
Are you good? You good, Chris?
Okay.
Can
yes.
You hear me?
No, you're. Yes, we can hear you, but you're a little distant. Are you able to clear that up just a moment, just a bit?
I don't know why.
Well, what do you think, Dwayne? Can you hear him okay?
Oh, yeah, he's on, it must be Skype, because that's a different type of transmission, and I've always wondered how Skype worked. I never used it, but no, I can hear him. I can hear him okay. It's a little muffled. It sounds like he's in a spaceship.
Tommy, my mom. Do you hear me?
So you are on Skype then, Ivan? Yes, we can hear you. Are you on Skype?
Okay. Yes, I'm on Skype. And
I went to the
direct call. I didn't use the link. It didn't work.
Okay. Oh, so you're direct. You're calling direct.
Yes,
using your...
I'm direct with the 323 number, 580-5677.
Okay. Okay. Well, just one moment. I want to bring on Daniel and Eva. And so just a moment.
Yeah.
Daniel, Eva, how are you?
Me and Eva now. We're listening to you, and we're very happy to talk to you and hear from you.
Well, yes, we're happy to hear from you also. I'm sorry I cut you guys off. I heard that you were doing some greetings between, you know, you and Ivan, so I'm sorry to cut you off before the show, but we were about to go on the air, so...
Hey, no problem.
Take a moment now if you'd like. Okay. Which one of you would like to go first? Do you have something that you would like to talk about, Yvonne or Daniel? Which one would you like to go first?
What I can share with you guys is that I had a conference call with the local corporation here last Tuesday. You want to hear my story?
What do you think, Dwayne? You want to hear about his experience?
Whatever he likes to. Oh, you're talking about the Crone Corporation, is that it?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, okay. Well, say whatever you like. Everybody can hear you.
Okay, so I said about 2 weeks ago, I talked with a lady that was in charge of the spiritual services in the local Crone Corporation here in Montreal. And I recommended her. She asked me to do some conference about the universal laws of, and I recommended her to change a new sound. And also to, she says she has to go in contemplation. I says, ask Rabbi Bazar and Paul if the right way to do these conferences. And she's been bothered because of that. And she reports my comments to someone else that said to
me
that I did comments against the Crone Corporation, and it was very disturbing and also destabilized the lady in question. So,
beep,
asked me to have a conference call with them. So I went Tuesday morning. They called me, and it says, we want to know what kind of comments you made that really destabilized the lady. So I says, what specifically destabilized her? Because I wanted to know which person, because I talked to many person about the new sound and about the corporation, the Crone Corporation. So they says, well, you said there was a new sound, the new sound is not anymore the right sound. And he says, he also, you talk about generals, wives, and so on. So I says, well, you know, guys, is that for maybe the last five years, I had some concerns about the Crown Corporation. That's something that bothered me. And I said, finally, I decided to go in contemplation in order to get my answers about what's going on and why I have some doubts or some concerns about the corporation. So I said, I got my answers, and what really bothers, destabilizes the person, it's what I talked to her. Well, I recommend her to do the same thing that I did. She would get the answer. So I asked her to not to trust me, just ask Ribazar and Paul to get their answers, if it was real or not. But I said, instead of asking, maybe she told you, but as far as I'm concerned, that is okay. So they came back, and he says, well, you said that the corporation is not... that the real guide, that the universal guide are not, or the masters are not anymore with the corporation. I says, yes, they're not, and please don't trust me. Just go and in contemplation and ask Ribazar and Paul. And I said, do you know why I asked Ribazar and Paul? It is because they are the real funders of the corporation at the real beginning. So if you want to have the truth, the real truth, just ask Ribazar and Paul, like I did. I said, dare to ask, like I did, and you're going to have your answers. So they came back, they says, well, you said also something about and so on. I says, well, she runs the show. They says, he's not there anymore. He said, he's there, but the real guides are not there anymore. And ask again to Ribazar and Paul. So they says, he's not there. I says, he's not there. He's there, but as the master of the corporation, but he's not the leader anymore. This is Joe runs the show. And I says, again, ask the Ribazar and Paul. So they says, what you intend about to be part? Do you intend to be part of actively in the corporation? I says no. I refused two conferences already, and he says, do you feel comfortable if we spread the words that you're not more involved, and to ask you to do conferences or any other activity? I says, do whatever you want. I'm very comfortable and consequent with myself. So they says, okay, thank you very much. And we stopped the conversation there. That's the experience I have with them. I have to say it's been done with very great respect on both sides. And that's okay with me. I'm finished. Over.
Chris, are you still there?
I'm here.
Chris?
Yes, I'm here.
Did you hear me?
We heard
yes.
you.
Yes, we can hear you.
I think the universe heard you. Oh, boy. It might be 4th of July tonight for somebody. So is Daniel and Eva there?
I've got them on mute, so let me bring them on.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Daniel,
well,
you're back on.
Okay. Eva is in Germany, and we speak every day by Skype, and she's here in vacation here in Quebec. We went to visit most of the eastern part of Canada. Now we're home to to relax a bit. So this is why we could talk to you, both of them, both of us. On my side, in May, I hear the sound in my ears. So in May, I had a new sound. I had the sound in my ears, and it was the new you, N-U. So I started right away to sing the N-U. And after 3 weeks, I had a dream where all the ex-masters came around me, and they pushed away my old guide, inside guide. He was with his wife. They pushed them away, and they told them that from now on they cannot touch me anymore. And they pushed them really rudely, and I was kind of surprised. And I had a lot of dreams also with a man that was a white light. This man was guiding me to different locations. I was moving into space. And then me and Eva were singing the other word for many, many weeks, many years, every day. And I couldn't sing that old world word anymore. So I was trying to push on her or told her or try her the new you word. It took quite a while. And she started singing the N-U too. And I tried to find on the internet what NU was, but I couldn't. But she went to the internet and she found Dwayne's book. So she sent me the link and I started to read Dwayne's book, book one. I don't remember which one. Why? I think it was book one. Then I had the internet to call Dwayne and send him an email, and he called me, and we had a great chat. And there's a big thing in my life is that before the NU, I was never deciding what was good for me or not. There was always someone else deciding, and I was always saying yes, 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 yes. Since 1 month, in my dreams, now I decide as soul, I decide what I want to do with my life. Nobody else tells me to do. As soul, I decide I do this and I do that. That's a big change, big, 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 big change in my life. Because in the past, I was thinking to myself, am I stupid? Why someone else is always deciding for me? Now in my dreams, I take decisions and I decide what is good for me. And this is a big step. This is very important to me too. And also I would like to mention that I was attacked psychically by 5 members of the organization. For my former organization I was in. And they were like Schmurfs. They came to me and they wanted to bring me back. But I was so tall compared to them. I was so high that I took my left hand and I pushed them. And I was feeling like I was bowling. And I made a strike. The 5 of them went down. And then they had to go away. They couldn't do anything to me. So this is a great dream that I would like to I wanted to share with you. I know that probably Dwayne knows everything I told him. Now I give I will let Eva talk now for a while.
In March I got a call that from the organization that I don't make more master picture than in artworks. I like to make artworks from the masters, and this was for me not nice. I like it to make this spiritual souls to make in artworks. And then talk some weeks later, talk Dalimir from the new. And then after a while, I try the new too, and I like it. And then I was always looking for Paul Twitchell in internet, and then I found Dwayne's books and the new, and was very surprised. Oh, Daniel was always singing the new, and now I find a book with Paul Twitchell and Rebazatas, and the new is in this too. Wow. And I give him the link from this book, and he was download this book, and after this time we do always more and more, and I'm always more interesting for this. But my English is not so very good, so I hope I learn better English, that I can more and more better the books, and I will learn more and more. Okay.
Hello, Eva. This is Dwayne. Thank you. Yes, I have. If it's okay, if it's okay, I have your picture up on my website, DwayneTheGreatWriter.info. Is that okay?
Which picture?
Your pictures, your painting.
In the internet or?
Yes, on my website.
Oh, I will look. I don't know.
Yes. Look, Daniel, are you there?
Yes. Eva is.
Yes, director to DwayneTheGreatWriter.info. And I've also made a book with her pictures on the cover, okay? And she's the gal that painted it. So, again, if that's okay with her, I've put them up there. And, yes, as the real universal guides, they are no longer referred to what they were. And people can confirm this with Rebazar and Paul. They have nothing to do with what they did in the past. They've moved on. They've expanded. And this is where the new you comes in. And this is the difference between those who decide to be with the gods of man and those who have the courage to discover the all is, the true reality life is. So again, this becomes the next step, and you kids are there, and it's wonderful to hear from you.
Yes,
thank you very much. Nice to hear you too. Yes, you can use my picture.
Well, we've already got a book, and then it's on the website. And so, no, thank you very much. In the past, I wanted other pictures painted, and I have several myself that were given to me many years ago, actually, from a gal named Diana Stanley that used to be with the corporation. This was many decades ago. And so, again, I was there also, started in 1970 with Paul, but I was shown many things that most people weren't, and so here we are today because of what has taken place. And so it's for those who are ready to step beyond the gods of man. And again, there is something for everybody in life, and respectfully, everything is fine. It's just a matter of choice. And so for me, it's always been exploring and discovering more, you know, kind of like Christopher Columbus, while everybody stood on the shore and he went out there where people thought he was going to fall off the end of the world. Well, he didn't, did he? There really was more. And there is more than what we've been told for lifetimes from the authoritarians that, you know, rule the planet and these invented gods, etc. And that's fine. If people want that, that's fine. But the is like the sun shining. It's pure, it's perfect, it's real. There are no rules, regulations. There's no all these things that have taken place in human history. It's a perfect position, and that's where the real universes are. That's why I was asked to redefine all the different levels into what they are now, and that is specified in the books. And so, again, anyone can test what I am presenting, and you kids have, and voila, here you are, and you're having real experiences.
Well, don't everyone talk at once.
Eva would like to know if she could send you her daily artworks, if you would like to see them.
Wonderful. Yes.
Okay.
And yes, please. And I will send her some of my artwork. I also paint. I used to paint. I basically write now, but I used to do a lot of painting and drawings, and I will send it back. No, I would love to see what she has and use it and to, you know, again, help, you know, others, you know, share it with others so they, too, can be inspired.
Yes, yes.
Oh, very nice.
I think that she has she would have very good ideas for paintings, surfing, and with the sea.
Oh, okay. Well, again, just go off your real experiences, and we'll see each other. And on the real side, I'm there all the time with the boys, with Rebazaar and whatever. And so we've already met. Things are already happening. And guess what, Eva? Whatever you paint is yours. You know, we'll just share it. It's all yours.
Yes, thank you.
I would like to ask a question. We had a dream, Eva and I, and we saw that Iran will probably need a lot of your teachings. And I had a dream, and she had a dream after me, that we would be very involved in Iran. I know Eva, she went there many times, and she knows a lot of Iranian people. And the fact that what you're doing is not a religion will help a lot these people over there. So maybe some people will translate your books in Iranian or Persian. Maybe it won't be perfect, but at least some people will be able to read them. And if they receive them by internet, that's even better.
Oh, yeah, that's wonderful.
Wow.
That sounds wonderful. Another adventure. No, you kids, again, you're being shown whatever it is. And, yeah, no, we have nothing to do with any of the systems because, again, the true reality life is it's just like the sun shining and just like the natural environment, you know, that supports all of us. It's real. It's not an invented idea. We're not going off of that. We're going off of our real experiences. And where do they come from? They come from you. When you have real guidance, which we're very fortunate to have by the real universal guides, you know what? We're shown things that most people can't even consider. So again, it's not about belief. It's not about any of these things. It's about a real experience, just like anything we're having in life. It's like walking out of your house and walking into the sunshine. It becomes all real.
Yeah. Have more. I see the light now in my third eye, and I hear the sound in my two ears now. And sometimes I think they communicate to each other. Sometimes I hear the sound in one ear, then into the other ear, and on both. And I think they're talking to each other. I don't know if it's possible.
Well, that's your experience, Daniel. So it seems to be possible.
Yeah. So I was very
That's
lucky
wonderful.
To talk with Eva and meeting you finally, find you on the internet, read your books now. I'm reading book 4. Very interesting.
Okay.
It's thousands of time, but improved luck by a lot, you know.
Yeah, book 4, The Adventures of Rebazaar Tars. Yes, that's a very interesting book. As you go through the books, yes, they do accelerate into a particular, and right now I'm writing book 9. Now, I've started this book many times. Actually, I've written other books, but I haven't brought them out because it's just not time yet. So, but I kind of go along with whatever the present adventure is. and bring things out accordingly, like the little newsletters that I've sent you and others, kind of bringing people up to date. And let me just say while I'm talking here just for a moment, and that is that, yes, the new terminology is very important. I don't use the old terminology that was used at one time, even with what Paul used, simply because it was a particular focus. Now, the new terminology, such as the real side instead of, you know, dreams, your dream visions, real experiences, real guidance, real education, etc., that the new terminology becomes a particular focus with the all is. And I know that real briefly here, Chris had a talk with one of the Crone membership, and they were reading one of my books he referred to, and I thought it was kind of humorous that the individual asked him, well, Dwayne refers to the all is, what is that? Well, again, and again, I thought it was kind of humorous. It's because, again, most everybody's asleep to it. And that is that we have for lifetimes, you really have to consider this, all the lifetimes that we have been bombarded by the invented system and everything that has been created out of nothing to accept a belief that does not exist. Okay, with the space gods that people look to outside of themselves, where they're never taught to look to themselves and their real awareness and the real you, that's where I've defined it. So, again, the old term is soul, but again, who knows what that is? So it's really, you know, life is about becoming more aware. That's really what it's about. And it's so simple, just like when we were children and we grew up, we became more aware of the surroundings. But yet, were we taught about our real awareness within ourselves and what we're experiencing? No, not at all. But we were fed a lot of ideas and beliefs and all these different things to follow and chase, you know, and especially in the business world where people chase invented money, invented by others. Fine, that's all fine. That's on this one-dimensional level. But the all is, the true reality that is just like the sun that shines. And anyone can experience it when they're ready, but it's not that you just see it, you know, it's that you learn to perceive it. In other words, here we have a literal self that we've been taught accordingly, educated by, okay, the invented systems of language, morals, rights, wrongs, whatever, all these definitions. Then there's an insight and an intuitive part of ourselves, isn't there? But beyond that, beyond the sixth level, which is the deep dark border, comes the first real universe, and from there you perceive the reality. There's no definition to it. It's a matter of perception. So, yes, you have the visual, but it's perceiving it, and it's like the air we breathe. You know, here the air sustains us, but can you hold it? Can you define it? No. Well, on the seventh level and up to the is, it is an actual all aliveness. This is the sound and light aliveness that actually is real. And so it's a matter of being in that and perceiving it, just like we do here with the physical body, but we breathe the air that sustains us. And that sustains the real you. It's a very, very exceptional position. And so when certain people have that experience, they do not know how to define it when they come back into their literalized mind. Again, it's a separation. So again, it's like anything that's taken place here, you know, it's like oranges and apples, even though they're both fruit, even though that we're all in the same life, okay, there are many real positions in life, and we decide from what position we want to work with and stand with. And so as I have gone through my experience for lifetimes with the real guides, this has been shown to me, and actually in my earlier years, a lot of this was shown to me, but I was not to bring it out because, again, things were to take place until now, and here it is. And so it's for the very few that are ready to step across the line, you might say, and this is the real risk-taker position. Again, just like Christopher Columbus, you totally go into the unknown. When you are ready to go into the unknown and you have the courage to, guess what? Reality shows up.
There's one question I would like is, is that you talk a bit more is tap lines. I know that I read it in many of your books. What would be, let's say, maybe they are different from everybody, those tap lines, but can you give us some examples?
Oh, it's very easy. That's very easy, young man, and that is that... if anyone's seen The Matrix with Keanu Reeves, the very first Matrix, you'll notice that after he took the pill, if I remember right, he was in a situation kind of like I wouldn't call it a hot tub, but, you know, he was in the hot spot, and he had all these type of lines suctioned to his back. And what most people don't know is that they have four other bodies. You have the physical body, which is the five senses, et cetera, on this particular plane. It's a material body. But you also have an astral body, a causal body, a mental body, and an etheric body, besides who you really are, the real you. And so what happens is, and this is what I discovered very early, and this is what I try to tell people in the books, is that, you know, there are many organizations out there, there are many systems, institutions, whatever, that actually tap line people in their astral and other bodies, especially the astral body because it's the emotional body. And the military, as an example, does remote viewing. They've done this for a long time. And they do this to others, and they actually go into others' dreams and influence others, etc. And so the tap lines, yes, people will be able to see them or relate to them because, again, that is one of the things that the Crone Corporation, as an example, has done over the years. And you too, you and Ivan and others are just waking up to the fact of what they've been doing, trying to hold you. So as long as you agree to them, as long as you have an agreement with them, consciously or unconsciously, which is the biggie, see, because they work from the unconscious level, and they do things to people that they are not conscious of, to where on the outer it looks fine. It's just like, hey, when you drive down the street, you see the fronts of businesses like Bank of America or whatever. But you know what? That's not the real bank. The real bank is hidden behind the scenes. And when you investigate it, you find out what the real bank is and what's really going on with the monetary system of the world. And anyone can investigate this. I'm not saying it's good or bad. It's just what is taking place now. It's not about right or wrong, morals, I'm right, I'm wrong. It's not about that. It's simply about what's really taking place. And so as you learn to investigate yourself and what is going on, all of a sudden you find you have these tap lines and these encumbrances within your inner bodies that you're not aware of. Now, most people think they just have one other body, which is the astral body. And there are those that do astral projection, and that's a very valid experience. We don't do astral projection. We do universal positioning. That's with our real awareness. We operate the five lower bodies because they do correspond to the different levels. Again, the physical to the five senses, the astral to the emotions, the causal to the memory, the mind to the mental body, and then the etheric to the intuitive part of ourself. Then comes the deep dark border. What I just named is those five bodies correspond to the five psychic, or what I call the psych realms. And within those realms, when you can stand outside of the five bodies, you can see if the bodies are tap lined or not. It's kind of like a person here that has a sense to be able to see or read a person's aura. They can actually see if there are any infections or whatever in the aura, or they can see the light of a person in their aura, etc. So again, it's developing the be able to see beyond this world and not just be one-dimensional. This is the fun part. And hey, this is where we become like big kids, where it's all fun and we really see what's going on. And just like you and Ivan and others, Daniel, that have, you know, woken up to this, and you knew within yourself for the longest time something was going on, but you didn't quite recognize it, then all of a sudden, by reading my books and what have you and testing the new you, all of a sudden you get a verification down here on this bottom level. And so this is very important to have the right knowledge, the right direction, the right focus, and now we're focused on the is. We're no longer focused on the gods of man.
I would like to mention also that before I was singing and you, I was in a kind of a big depression. I was very weak. And since the last 2 weeks with Eva, I drove 2,500 kilometers and we walked and walked and walked. Before singing the U, I wouldn't have the energy to do what we did together. So the new U it helped me going out of a depression state. I was always feeling that someone else was taking my energy. And I got fed up of that, and I asked some help, and I got the help. And this is really wonderful for me.
Well, there you go. You experienced the tap lines. In other words, you sense something on you which the physical senses can't relate to. And it's rather hidden, too, in the real side, that part of the real side that you experience also, because you're usually focused on other things. And so I've seen these things on people, but they don't notice it themselves. But again, you notice it. It's like a depression that you can have here. You notice it within yourself, but you don't really recognize what it is, but now you do. And see, what is happening is that by using the new you, the real sound light reality is coming through you, and it is breaking up the tap lines. Also, what you've done is you've invited the real guides in to help you alleviate a lot of that situation.
Yeah. This is what I live now. I have more energy.
Are they more interesting? They can speak German too, or not now? For this way.
What was that? Were you talking to me, Eva, or to Chris?
If she, if you would be interested in developing the NU into Germany.
Yes, everywhere. It's for everyone, et cetera, yes. I do watch a lot of German movies.
My question was, are there more people like me that I can speak with some people about this in German?
I think you speak wonderfully. I like your accent.
Is there other person, member, or in the group that are German?
Oh, okay, cool. For some reason, yes, we're here. I was, interesting thing, I came through in this lifetime, and here it relates to Paul, and I was born in St. Paul, Minnesota, which is where there are a lot of Germans.
She's asking, is there... is there some other people that are German in the group? You would like to speak to a German-speaking person in the group.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's the interpretation. I wish. I don't know anybody German. She would know more German people than I would. What is that?
I'm the first now, yes.
Oh, you're the first.
What?
Okay, well, again, see, hey, I'm the first, too. You know what? We're all the first, and this has been my adventure, and here it is, and now we're all the first.
Yes, it is. Okay.
Yes, we are. We're just, you know, we've taken on the courage to step forward and share something real, and here we are.
I think my
It'll be quite the adventure if you choose it. If you decide, it will be quite the adventure. And no one, you know, you can talk to anybody, and no one will have what you have until you present it to them.
Now, Mr. Chris has really jumped out there since we've met, and he's a living testimonial. I mean, it reminds me of me when I was younger, because I stepped out there right away when I first, when Rebazar finally said, I want you to, get involved with what Paul is doing, and I was rather reluctant because, I was kind of a loner. I was a surfer, and But eventually I stepped forward, and when I went to the first classes, actually by a gal named Gail Reck that I knew, and actually I knew Patty Simpson very well when she lived here in Corona Del Mar, and Archie Hurst, and I can name a lot of people. I was very nervous because I was very shy, and I really didn't care for the group thing, but little by little I went out there, and, voila, I started to do all kinds of things just like Chris is doing right now with the public.
Yeah, and the classes are something that I've been wanting to do, and whether it's the boys or, whoever has been getting in the way. So maybe the boys are trying to tell me that I need to prepare better, or someone else is getting in the way and just stifling me, because every time I try to start a class up, it gets canceled or nobody... Like this last time, I was using a website called Meetup, and they took down my page. So, I mean, it's funny. I'll just go mouth to mouth, word to word, or how do I say that? Person to person, face to face, one on one. So, I don't need a website. I'll talk to people individually if I need to, which it works for me. It's fine. It'll happen. I'll have the classes eventually. So. And, I'll learn a lot more. I've learned so much in the last 2 years that it would be amazing to learn any more. But I know that there is more
to learn.
Oh, it's never ending.
Never.
There's no end to it. There was times that I thought, I can learn no more. Everything, like my head is full. And, it felt like I was trying to cram more into a bag that would go into the bag, but then a bag burst open and whatever. So I learned more. So it's something that I very much would like to be involved in, and I will do it. So right now I'm just doing what I can when I can. I talk to people individually, but eventually I will have the classes, and it'll go along with what this show is about, your dream visions. Dwayne and I have talked about it, and we'll base the classes on the book 6, Your Dream Visions. So that should be fun for people. They can relate to the idea of dreams, and then we can advance them along with the redefinition of redefining of the words, and like we've talked about tonight. So it should be fun. Okay. Well, no one likes dead air, so. I'm gonna bring Ivan on since he hasn't really talked a whole lot tonight. Ivan, you're on the air. How are you?
Very good, very good. Feel good. Listen carefully. Learning a lot.
Okay. Did you have any? Sorry, I talked over you again. What was it that you were saying?
Well, I just say that I learned and I was listening. And that's okay. I told you the experience I had this week. I did not dream or inner experience that I remembered. That's my situation. I'm used to it, but I guess that with the time, things will change.
Okay. Well, I've got a, now that I'm talking to you folks, a few months back, this actually relates to all of us being on the show tonight. I had some experiences a few months back, probably close to a year, actually. I've been reading and studying Dwayne's books. I read a couple of Paul's books. And I was curious about the influence and what was going on with the corporation. I didn't go through it myself. Okay, what I was coming out of at the time was so similar so very similar in fashion that I had no interest in getting involved with the corporation. And that's when I found Dwayne's books, because I was also looking for more Paul Twitchell material and without really wanting to get involved in the organization. And that's when I found Dwayne's books. So throughout my time of studying, I had questions, and I remember asking Rebazar one time, I said, can you show me what's going on with these folks who are still in, you know, who are involved with this corporation? And so my experience was in a prison, and there were, just like what you would expect to see in a prison, there were people walking around in jumpsuits with the little numbers on their chests and their backs, and all of them had their heads down and slumped over, it's just shoulder slumped. They were just shuffling along. Nobody was picking their legs up. No one was excited to be there. I mean, who could be excited to be in prison? But I was not in prison. I was actually on a tour without a tour guide. I was able to walk around the place and check the place out. And I saw all these people, and all the walls were gray and just dull, monotonous gray. And at one point, I had to use the restroom. And I found the door that said restroom on it, and I opened up the door and I walked in, and on the wall where someone would, say, like hang their civilian clothes if they had changed into a uniform, I saw a specific set of clothing. So my impression at the time was that one of the prison guards, this was their civilian attire, and what it was all sorts of leather, like a bodice, a bustier type thing, leather. There was leather leggings and boots, and there was a whip. And I knew immediately that was the influence, because I was able to relate that to what I had been reading in Dwayne's books. And when I woke up, I knew that there were people who were being held in bondage, and they didn't know it because they didn't see that clothing. You know, they could have opened up the door and seen that themselves. So I knew that I had to do something. I mean, I was being shown something that very few, if anyone else, had been shown that. And from that time on, I decided that I was going to do what I could do to assist others. And I've been shown other prison experiences. There was one that I talked to Dwayne about a couple weeks back where I was swinging in the rafters. I was getting all the attention of the prison guards, and I was swinging through the rafters, and they couldn't catch me. It was, I think they call it parkour, you know, when you do a gymnastics and acrobatics through a city. I was jumping from rafter to rafter. I was running along the walls, and all these prison guards were chasing me. They weren't paying attention to the prisoners anymore, but very few of the prisoners would look up. See, I was able to notice these things. See, that even as I was running, I was paying attention to the prisoners, and very few of them were looking up. And I would venture to say that some of you talking tonight are those prisoners that were looking up and seeing what was happening. And while the guards were distracted, you were getting away. So, yeah, I'm loving this adventure.
Thank you, Chris.
Great experience. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I get off of the prison.
Me too.
Well, they're feeling it, aren't they, Chris? So the thing is, again, it's, you know, when you told me that experience, I found it interesting that, if I remember right, only a certain number of people or a few or whatever looked up while everybody else didn't. In other words, those that look up notice there was something else going on. And so, again, that's how it is. Most people, even when they go outside, how many people really look up? They usually look at the ground, and today they're looking at their cell phone. Does anybody really look at the sky and look at the sun and look up there and say, you know what, that's me. I'm that being of light, you know, on all levels. No, they don't. They just look at the ground, don't they?
Right.
Yep. Now, as I'm sitting here reflecting back on that experience and listening to Dwayne, I'm reminded of something else. These guards were throwing fireballs and bricks and whatever they could find at me. They themselves were destroying the prison, trying to get me. And they never did capture me. But that's an interesting bit too, kind of destroying themselves from the inside out. So know, we can interpret that how you will.
Well, again, by the very fact that they're disturbed by what you're doing, just like many people are disturbed by what I'm doing, guess what? Through their reactions, don't they expose themselves and to others? They demonstrate that, don't they? And that's the control factor that is over so much of the world that we have discussed and talked about and that I imply in the books. In other words, it would seem as though, yes, I'm the great criticizer of everything, but actually it's what's exactly taking place. If people want to be a prisoner in the psych realms with the space gods, you're more than welcome to it. And it's interesting to note that those institutions that are that control others and are subsidized by others, okay, they are the ones that are always trying to push anybody away that is actually trying to, you know, provide an avenue of real freedom for others. Because, again, then they lose their support system, don't they? And so my position is that we are all beings of light, and that, no, there are no masters and gurus anymore. There are no gods to look to, rules, regulations, guidelines, etc., all these stipulations. And again, you look at human history with all these things that have taken place. Where have all the wars and the tribulation, the destruction and intimidation come from? Well, gee, it's not hard to figure out. But when you compare that realistically with the sun shining in the sky, which represents the is on this level, that doesn't exist. And so this reality that would not seem to exist at all because people cannot figure it out literally through their mind or their senses is the true reality life is, so you need to learn to perceive it. And so first it's an intuitive nature, you know there's something else, and then eventually you stand in a position where you have the awareness to be able to perceive it. That's when you decide to take the risk to do so.
Well, what I can see, this is Ivan here, what I can see is that in the last month, I never felt so light and so free. I'm telling you, that's what I feel.
Well, Ivan, you're the living example, aren't you, as we all are. So again, we make the decision for ourselves, don't we? And it's just really that simple. And so, you know, the way I look at it is that just like the Indians, they work with the natural environment because they knew the natural environment supported them. And this is a reflection of the reality life is on this level, the natural environment. But you look at the what humans have created through their mind and their senses and their imagination, and all of a sudden we're brought into this very present moment, which is a snap of the fingers from millions and billions of years of whatever, okay? And so the present human history does not cover everything, no way, because a lot of things have been buried and hidden through the different ice ages and what have you, to this very present time. And, you know, mankind really does not have a very good track record with all that, you know, humans have invented. The sun that shines upon the earth has not done anything to the earth or the humans, yet it shines the same all the time. That's how the is. So once you learn to stand in the real universes, guess what? You have a real life. You're totally aware. And no one controls you. You are your own being. That's cool.
This is what I am experimenting as new. I take my decisions now, and this is what I like, freedom.
Real freedom is just that, young man. In other words, it's interesting to note as you watch so-called human nature, how people are always petitioning for freedom. Why would anyone need to petition for anything when they can simply decide it for themselves? And that is that simply give up the agreement chasing things that don't really have any, reality themselves, you might say. In other words, just ideas that people have been most of the time marketed with. But real freedom is with ourselves. It's nothing on the outer. The physical realm is what it is. It's a drudgery. It's a lot of, it's a lot of hard work and a lot of this and that. That's exactly what it is. But you, you're in the psych realms, and the psych realms are the creative realms of change. They're always changing because they're imperfect, and that's okay. It's a simulator. It's what we go through at first. It's kind of like an elementary school for all of us until we decide to wake up, until we break our own eggshell and see reality how it is. Then we're okay. But again, we must take the risk, just like when a young bird is ready to fly out of the nest. You know, it's like, okay, well, you're going to fly or whatever. So the thing is that at some point you're ready, so you just got to take the risk, you got to leap and see if you'll fly. And guess what? Voila, we can all fly. We really can.
Well, me and Eva, we wrote a book. And in the book, I write the story. She did the pictures. And at the end of the book, it's a little boy who's talking to animals, and at the end, an eagle is showing the little boy how to fly. So I wrote five stories, and Eva will do the artworks for the other books.
Whatever, and I'll show you kids how to put those up on Lulu if you'd like. I'll show you how to do it and get an account and put those books out there. It's easy on Lulu.com. That's one of the places that I use.
Do you understand, Eva? Dwayne will help you to put the book into Lulu.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Mm-hmm.
No, wonderful. So the thing is that these things are fun, and it's free. It costs you nothing. And so I have probably over 250 titles on Lulu simply because I want to make this available to everybody. I send the books away free simply because of what is going on in the world today, and anything can happen. And I'm showing that on the real side. And so just like we experienced the government shutdown here and things like this, there's a lot more going on in the world, and people can investigate this if they wish to, because this dimension is a particular. And so if people want the real knowledge and to experience it, they can, but they must decide to. And again, I'm more than willing to send them a free book, PDF form, so that they can better understand and they can test the new use sessions for themselves.
You mean I make a PDF for my pictures, yes? Or
yes, that's fine.
Yes, yes, I will. Hmm. I will show you. Hmm?
Yes, okay. Am I interpreting this right?
Well, I am in the same boat you. I'm in the same boat you are.
I know that was an interpretation joke, Daniel. Yes, I get it. Okay. But it's cute. It's wonderful. What I like about having my own life and my own experiences is that it's not about words and ideas. It's about experience. And, we just learn to know what things are, don't we? And that's just really cool. So I'm fine with somebody that supposedly doesn't speak the same language as I do simply because, hey, it's not important. We're all beings of light. We just we read each other's impressions. And you know what? We know what to do realistically. That's the great thing. So, but we're in this literal world, and so this is how things are. But you know what? I'm fine with everything. And whatever Eva would like to send, that's great. And, just like you and her, we'll figure it out. It's fine. Let's just get on with this adventure. We'll figure it out.
With my artworks, I have a feeling I can speak in all languages with all countries in the world, and so they understand what I do with my artworks, and it's come to the heart, into the heart from the people. No?
Yes, it's the heart. Yes, that's exactly what it is. Who is it that owns anything here? Yes, I respect the business world. But did the Indians own land? Did they have a deed to it? But no, there were others that came along and said they owned the land and then labeled the Indians as savages as an excuse to steal the land from them. We've seen this through human history. So again, you know, there's money for everybody. Everybody can have everything, but certain people are afraid. It's actually a fear factor they have. That's why they intimidate others, because they are afraid. And so, again, people don't have to be afraid. We're all beings of light. Once that's understood, once we have a real education and not just an invented, slanted education that's been, you know, realistically militarized for a particular reason, then we're all okay. And this is what people are looking for, but they keep looking to the sources that keep slanting things and create a deception, and it's really too bad, and a distortion, because it doesn't have to be like that. So again, when we look up at the sky and we see the sun in the sky, and you know what? It's always okay, but yet down here on Earth, we keep going through all this confusion because we keep deciding distortion.
We're looking after materialistic goals instead of spiritual goals, and the people are happy. The people are sleeping. They're happy with what they have. They eat. They have a place to sleep in the night, and it's warm. And they're happy with their life. Most of the people are not looking for anything else. Here in Quebec, Montreal, the kids are not interested by anything else than their computer or their intelligent phone or whatsoever, their books, iBook, or they play games all the time. They are like hypnotized with a very small object that brings them very small light and sound.
Well, that's the world today, and interestingly enough, that has been... That was the planned marketing ploy, but again, we won't go into that too far, but everybody has the opportunity to see more if they decide to, and, you know, again, bringing up the so-called spiritual idea, respectfully, yes, there are people that want to be a part of the spiritual community. When you step in the real universes, you're beyond all that. Even when you go into the astral and causal mental realms, there's no such thing as these things. They're just here on the earth. They're basically labeled businesses. And so that word spiritual has, I could point out all the areas that it focuses to, and that's why I don't use that word, because, again, I use, my definition is real, and that is I point people to the true reality. Life is the is, which is, again, like the sun shining. And as you look at the sun, is there any definition there? Is there any belief? Is it spiritual or whatever? Well, people can say that. They can say it's God or whatever, but it's really what really it is, isn't it? It just is what it is. And that's so cool. There are no definitions. It's just wonderfully what it is.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Dwayne.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so again, that's why I don't use any of those definitions, because they all point to a particular. And so, again, that's where people walk along and they look at the ground. They look at all these literalized definitions. And how many people really recognize the natural environment and what it does on this level? Just recognizing what I don't call them creatures anymore, the beings that are birds and fish and whatever. They're all beings too. They're just like you and I. They're U-tunes. They're beings of light, and they have a particular body form in this life. And most people have been educated a particular way that they think that they're creatures or they're lowly things or whatever. They're not. Anything that has a so-called life here is a being just like you or I, and they are going through their experience until eventually they meet, until they are able to create their human body and, you know, and occupy it. So, again, it's this literal education, and I'm not saying it's wrong, it's just that it's become a distortion from what we really are, thus the end result being the world is like it is, poisoned, polluted, and everything else, and people always trying to grab for themselves and take control of others, creating wars. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous nonsense. But you know what? People are really into it when they could just be who they are, wonderful being of light. And as you see life as truly what it is, as you learn to see it, we're all beings of light, and it's, everything is from the same source. We're all in the same light, so it's not about descriptions. It's about the reality of what we already are, what is already.
And Dwayne and Chris, it's 10 after 10 here. We're kind of tired. We had a long day. I go to and meet you in the inner.
Huh, okay. Well, unless there's anything else, we'll probably wrap it up, too, because it's been a long show. And actually, I'm getting pretty warm in here. There's been a lot of reality going around the room. And thank you so much, kids, for showing up. We'll talk again.
Yeah, sure, sure. No problem.
Yeah. It was very nice to hear you.
Thank you, Eva. And, yes, please email me your pictures, and I will email you.
Yes, I will do it.
Thank you
very much. I'm happy that I can do it.
I'm happy you're here. Thank you.
It's going to be very hard for Eva to talk to you when she'll be back in Germany because it's 4 o'clock over there now.
Yes, in Germany it's very in the
she
night.
She won't be sleeping.
That's okay. She can email. We can email. That's fine.
Yes,
thank you so much.
Yes, you can email us. And we really will be in contact.
Okay, see you next time. Nice to talk to you. Salut, Ivan.
Salut. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Dwayne. Bye, Chris.
Bye,
okay.
Yvonne.
Yep.
And say hello to Louise.
Yes, I will, for sure.
Okay. All right.
Well, it seemed like we were about to wrap it up. This is the wrap it up music. And I really like Wagner, so to play that on the way out. Is that too loud, Wayne? Should I turn that down?
I think it's fine, young. I think it's fine, young man. Until next time.
Okay. Thanks again, Dwayne, for coming out. Dwayne for a new book at DwayneTheGreatWriter@LUS.com.